Nous avons rencontré Jeannette Como, pédiatre spécialisée dans les maladies infectieuses à l'hôpital YWK Health Center à Halifax, pour nous parler du nombre croissant d'enfants en bas âge hospitalisés cette année à cause des virus saisonniers. Nous lui avons d'abord demandé de confirmer qu'il y avait effectivement plus d'enfants malades à l'hôpital cet hiver.
Yes, I certainly over the past month we've had an increase in children requiring hospitalization, and specifically we've had more children hospitalized with influenza and respiratory syncytial virus, which is also called RSV. So two viruses that predominantly affect children under 5 years of age.
Jeannette Como nous a révélé que cette année, les virus se sont déclarés un peu plus tôt.
What we've seen is that there's been an early season for both influenza and RSV viruses this year, and it's something that has been seen across Canada and throughout the United States. And so where traditionally we might see RSV season beginning in late November and influenza might begin in late December, we saw both of those viruses start really towards the beginning of November and pick up late November.
Elle nous a ensuite parlé des symptômes dont souffrent ces enfants.
So the main symptoms would be what people think of with a cold. So coughing, runny nose, sometimes a sore throat, and fevers. And then in young children, we can see that progress to difficulty breathing. So sometimes you can see they're like breathing in between their rib cages or around their neck. You can see them kind of pulling in. And that would signify that they're having trouble breathing.
Si vous vous demandez à quel moment est-ce qu'il faut amener son enfant à l'hôpital, la pédiatre nous a donné quelques recommandations.
So certainly if you see some of those signs of what we would call respiratory distress, so that trouble breathing, if you can see like them sucking in and out in their chest and you can see the ribs coming in and out with their breathing, or in their neck around their trachea, their breathing pipe, you can see them pulling, that would be a sign. Other signs would be if you notice that they're not peeing as much, so you're worried that they might be dehydrated. And then if they're more irritable or inconsolable than usual. And I also always tell parents, you know, like there is that parental intuition. So if you're really worried, you know, don't wait.
Généralement, ces enfants restent quelques jours pour être traités. En tout cas, Jeannette Como nous a assuré qu'il y avait encore suffisamment de place pour de nouveaux arrivants.
It's really variable. I would say on average, the children probably are staying a few days in hospital. Certainly some who are sicker and have like a pneumonia, so an infection in their lungs that requires more oxygen or even occasionally a tube to drain the fluid out of the lungs, that can then turn into a stay that could be a week or longer. So it's a bit variable, but on average, I would say a few days.
Ces enfants en bas âge dont nous parlons sont nés durant la pandémie du COVID-19. Nous avons donc demandé si ces enfants qui ont été moins en contact avec l'extérieur et les autres étaient plus vulnérables.
It's a good question. You know, certainly people have been talking about that. And I think in terms of the children's immune system itself, there doesn't seem to be a reason to have a difference. However, because of the way that the pandemic was managed, which, you know, was appropriate, and we just saw fewer viruses in the last few years. So there's more children who haven't had sort of that routine virus that you would get at daycare or just from being out and about. So it seems like there's a bit of a catch up now where some of the children who didn't have viruses in previous years are now getting them.
Voici quelques conseils pour éviter que votre enfant tombe malade.
It's a good question. So, I mean, I think some of the things we learned from the pandemic certainly can be used for preventing your child from becoming sick. And those, the first, the most important thing I would say is immunizations. So it's really important to make sure that they're getting their routine childhood vaccines, but then also making sure if your child is over 6 months of age that they get the influenza vaccine and additionally the COVID vaccine. So that's a perfect prevention tool. And those certainly should be done for all children who are eligible. And then other things that, you know, we learned a lot about during the pandemic are masking, and even some, you know, small children can wear masks, especially if they're in a large crowded space. And thirdly, I would say it's important that if you are sick, you stay home so that you're not making other children or other people sick.
Nous avons fini par lui demander si cette augmentation d'hospitalisation était alarmante.
I mean, I would say it's certainly higher than what we've seen previously. We are managing, so we certainly have the capacity to care for children. But it does worry me, you know, with the number who are unwell, that we would like to see some of those prevention measures being done to try to hopefully blunt this rise, and then hopefully we'll see a decline, you know, in the next, say, month or two.
Enfin, si vous êtes une famille francophone, vous rendant à l'hôpital pour votre enfant, vous pourrez être reçu dans votre langue maternelle.
So we do have some staff who are able to speak French, and we also have different forms of translation services. So we have individuals who can come and provide translation, but we also have a newer system with iPads where we can call in fact, any language, not just French, and utilize somebody who's a medical translator to aid with the translation.
Merci à Jeannette Como pour cette entrevue. C'était Adèle pour IGL Halifax.